I did cancer research for a couple years at Sloan Kettering before I started medical school. And I think that, you know, I saw these patients and you see them die and then you see them survive. And for the most part, you saw them die. And it was one of those things where, you know, this is what I'm doing. And to not see privilege and honor in that is just, to me, was what really sparked it. And I think that was the first time in my life where I really started praying for my patients. And I realized how much of that spiritual connection started developing in me. And it really, really solidified wanting to go into medicine. And I knew I wanted to do it. And that personal experience and the clinical experience only solidified that. And it's funny because in a personal level, living in New York City, you know, you eat out for like the first month you're there and then you realize you're broke and you have to start figuring out how to cook. And I started falling in love with cooking. And I started falling in love with healthy cooking, and I, you know, connected with some people at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition here in New York and got certified as a health coach. And it's funny because, you know, I'm so happy I did it. And I knew you didn't learn much nutrition in medical school. I didn't know you didn't learn any. So for me, it was like, you know, this amazing dynamic living in the city career-wise, where here I was on a personal level kind of becoming more in tune with health, and then here I was, like, at work 9 to 5, connecting with these patients that were going through chemo. And I mean, to deal with patients going through chemo on such a regular basis affects you, and it, you carry it home whether you choose to or not. It happens, it's inevitable. And you know, and starting medical school was probably one of the best experiences and decisions I ever made in my life. I moved down to Texas and brought my husband, begrudgingly, as supportive as he is. And it's funny because he's a physician as well, and he was just so particular about him not helping me. And, you know, at first I was kind of resistant and offended, and I was kind of like, what do you mean you're not going to help me? You could totally help me. And he was very particular about, this is a personal journey. And you don't realize how much of a personal journey medical school is until you finish it. And, you know, I'm graduating in like 7 months or whatever it is now. And it's really, really starting to, I'm really starting to learn what those words meant when I first started. And he did say, though, He gave me some pieces of advice, and he's a remarkable person for so many reasons. And the one thing he said was, never complain, because no one is forcing you to be here. And I just felt like carrying that appreciative attitude throughout the 4 years is what made me love it so much. And it's tough because you know so many people that had such a rough time in medical school, and that deal with anxiety and stress in different ways, and some people start medication, and some people overeat, and you see all these ways that stress manifests and how much we aren't self-healing during this process. We don't have the time. And for me, what really did it was appreciation. And I kept that gratitude and kind of ran with it, and I never let it go, because as often as I was trying to get into the yoga studio, which completely kept me grounded, and all the, you know, exercise and healthy eating that I tried to do, that all adds to it. It was that mentality that kind of, I feel like, kept me afloat. I mean, that's the reason I survived it. And I think in my third year of medical school, you know, you're getting so worn down in such a different way. And it starts to get physical. Like, it's a physical draining now. You know, now it's like, oh my God, I'm taking call and I'm seeing patients and I'm charting. And, like, this isn't about me anymore. Like, it's not about me and this textbook and this exam anymore. It's about these patients. And even as a medical student, you saw these people, these patients and these human beings that you only had 15 minutes to talk to. And here I am, this, like, bright-eyed medical student trying to do nutrition counseling, trying to do lifestyle medicine, and I didn't have the time. And it just wasn't working. It wasn't resonating. And, you know, I'm racking my brain. And I really pondered this idea for, like, a year to really start a blog. You know, what if there was a way that I could build this platform to educate patients in a different way? What if I threw healthy recipes on there, and I threw mindfulness techniques and breathing techniques, and I put evidence-based medicine studies on there about why yoga is so great for you? What if I could do that? And what if instead of spending an hour with a patient that I unfortunately didn't have the choice to do, I could give them a website or I could give them a link? And I started this blog. I launched it in January, and this process has been just so healing. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. And it's like one of those things where, you know, it's like my network of every person I love in the world came together. And I came out to New York with a bunch of my best friends who are all journalists, because that's what you do out here. And, you know, one person is helping with the design logo, the other is like helping me with titles. I mean, this was like a 6-month project just to like get it started. And I'm still finding my voice in my writing, and it's something that I'm still dealing with. It's just been this phenomenal journey. And, you know, you think about medicine and how it's so much more than seeing a patient 9 to 5 or being on call. And you realize, and I really, really left this last month realizing that the person, the more you work on yourself as a person and the more you grow with who you are, that reflects you as a physician. They're the same thing. It's all in sync, and it's all harmonious, and, you know, it's something that is really captivating. And so for me, growing as a person and getting into my meditation and going to the yoga studio will make me ultimately a better doctor, and that's why I do it.